Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
In the Mishnah in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, we saw already that there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to whether one is allowed to bind the lulav and the hadasim, the aravois, with a string which is not beminoi, a string which was not made out of one of the arba minim. And the Gemara explained that according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is not allowed to bind the three minim with a regular string, since there is a problem of baltoisiv by doing so. And the Gemara says that this is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that lulav tzarich eged. In that very same Mishnah, Rabbi Meir tried to bring a raya to his shita that one could bind the three minim together with any type of string. And Rabbi Meir said, "Ma'ase be'anshi Yerushalayim shohu oigdim mislulavim begimoyni yisrael zav." There was a ma'ase with the people of Yerushalayim that they used to bind their lulavim with special golden strings, and that is the raya that one is allowed to bind the three minim with any type of string, and there's no chash of baltoisif because lulav ain tzarich eged. The Mishnah said, there is no raya from that story of Anshei Yerushalayim, because the truth is that those people of Yerushalayim had already a string which was made from minoy, which was made from the arba minim, and they bound the three minim with that string, and only on top of that they had the golden strings in order to make it more beautiful. And as Rashi explained in the Mishnah, and Rashi in our Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph explains Dibor Matchil Beminoi, that since already this lulav has an eged beminoi, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's no problem of Baal Toisif to add more strings which are einoi minoi, because the lulav is already ne'egad and he was mekayim the mitzvah of lulav tzarich eged, and just by adding more strings he is not over al Baal Toisif, even though the extra strings are not beminoi. Now the Gemara in our daf in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph brings a brayso. Tanya Omar Rab Meir, Ma'ase be'yakir Yerushalayim shehu oigdim mislulavim begimoinoi shel zahav, omruloi misham raya beminoi hayu oigdim oisei milemato. In the first glance, it seems like the brayso is an exact repetition of the Mishnah. Also, the brayso is bringing the raya that Rab Meir tried to bring from Anshei Yerushalayim, and the dichui, the rejection of chachamim to this raya. And the question is, why does the Gemara find it necessary to repeat the exact same raya that was already brought in the Mishnah? What was being mischadesh in the brayza that we don't already understand from the Mishnah itself? The Aruch Laner says that if we take a close look in the brayza, we could find two changes in the lashon of the brayza that are not exactly like the lashon of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Omar Rav Meir, Ma'ase be'anshi Yerushalayim. The Mishnah is discussing the general population, the general layman of Yerushalayim. In the Braisa it says, Omar Rav Meir, Ma'ase be'yakire Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Yakire Yerushalayim, minichbode Yerushalayim ha'ashirim. We're talking about the wealthy people of Yerushalayim. The second difference is, in the Mishnah after Rav Meir brought the Raya, the Mishnah only says, there is no raya from the story of Anshei Yerushalayim, because they were also tying their three minim beminoi, and only on top of that they had the strings of gold. The Braisa adds two words which do not appear in the Mishnah. The Braisa says, "Omuloi misham raya beminoi hoyu oigdim oisei milemato." Bepashtis, the words misham raya only mean that Chachamim answered Rab Meir that there's no raya. And the way to read the braisa is, Misham raya with a question mark? How could you bring a raya from Anshei Yerushalayim, since also Anshei Yerushalayim were tying their lulavim with a minoy, and only on top of the string of minoy, they had those golden strings? The Aruch Laner says that there's a different chat in the braisa. The way to read the braisa according to the Aruch Laner is Omuloi misham raya with an exclamation mark. You, Rab Meir, you are trying to bring a raya from the story of Anshei Yerushalayim and to prove to us that one could bind his lulav with any type of string, since they used the strings of gold to bind their lulavim. Misham raya, this very same story is a raya against you, Rab Meir, because the truth is that Anshei Yerushalayim used a string which was made beminoi, and only on top of that string they used the strings of gold. And if they would have held, like you, Rab Meir, that Oigdim Esalulav, even Shaloi Ben Minoi, why did they bother tying and binding the lulav with the string which is made out of the minim of Arba Minim? Since they anyways are going to use the golden strings to bind their lulavim, why did they bichlal bother to use also a string which is made out of minoy? Therefore, Chachamim say, Misham Raya, from that very same story, from the fact that Anshe Yerushalayim, Yakir Yerushalayim, made sure first to bind their lulav with minoy, and only on top of that, they used the golden strings. That is a raya against you, Rab Meir. And that is a raya that Anshe Yerushalayim really held, that Ein Yigdim Esalulav Ela B'Minoy. And therefore, first they tied and they used the string which is made out of the minim of Arba Minim. And only on top of that, they used the golden string, and there's no problem of Al Taisif since it's only an added string. Says the Aruch Laner that according to that, we could also understand the reason why the Braisa mentioned that the story happened to Yakir Yerushalayim, not to Anshe Yerushalayim. Because if we are talking only about simple people, regular people of Yerushalayim, which weren't the Nichbadim and the rich and wealthy people of Yerushalayim, Rab Meir could say that there's no raya from the Braisa against him. Because could be the truth is that the people of Yerushalayim wanted to use the golden strings, but they didn't want to spend too much money on the golden strings, and therefore they also used a cheap string which was made out of the leaves of lulav, but not because they held that ein oigdim esalulav elo beminoi, only because they wanted to save money, and therefore they used part of the binding space they used with a golden string, and the other part of the binding space they used with a cheaper string which happened to be from the it was made from the Arba Minim and it was Biminoi, but not because they really held that Ein Oigdim Esalulav Ela Biminoi. For that reason, the Braisa mentions that the story happened with Yakir Yerushalayim. We are discussing the Nichbadim and the wealthy people of Yerushalayim. These types of people, if they really did hold that one could bind the Lulav with any type of string, even Lav Biminoi, they wouldn't bother using a cheap string of Biminoi. They would bind their lulav only with the golden strings. And since they did not do so, since they also used the string which is Biminoi, the string which was made out of the Arba Minim, that is a raya that they held that Ein Oigdim Esalulav Ela Biminoi, like Rabbi Yehuda holds, and therefore they made sure to first bind the lulav and the hadasim and the aravois with a string which was made out of the Arba Minim. And only on top of that, or above that, they use the golden strings in order to beautify the mitzvah. So it comes out that according to the Aruch Laner, there's a fundamental difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rab Meir tried to bring a raya to his shita from Anshe Yerushalayim, and Rabbi Yehuda or Chachamim only rejected the raya, and they said that there's no raya from the story of Anshe Yerushalayim because they also were oiged the lulav b'minoi. In the Braisa, there's an added point. Not only the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda rejected the Raya of Rav Meir, they actually said that from that very same story, there's a Raya against Rav Meir. Since the Anshe Yerushalayim were Oiged, the Lulav B'Minoi, that is a Raya that they held, that Ein Oigdim Esalulav Ela B'Minoi. This is a nice pshat of the Aruch Laner. The Kapa Istmarim says, Lefi Pshutoi, that the reason why the Gemara brought this Braisa is to teach us Derech Eretz. If we would only learn the Mishnah, it would seem to us that the regular people of Yerushalayim used to spend so much money on these golden strings. And that is why the Gemara brings the story from the Braisa, that the people who used to do so are only Yakir Yerushalayim, only the rich and the wealthy people, because for them it is appropriate to use golden strings to bind the three minim together. But for regular people, it is not appropriate for them to use and spend so much money for buying golden strings. And that is why the Gemara chose to bring the Braisa, to tell us that this is a story about Yakir Yerushalayim and not about Anshe Yerushalayim. The Gemara continues and brings four halachos that Rabba said regarding the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, or more accurately, regarding the binding of the Lulav. And in every single halacha, Rabba argued for different reasons. The first two halachos are noigat to the general halacha of chatzitza in hilchos, Netilas, Arba Minim. And as we will see, this is also an afkemina halacha lemais. The first halacha Rabba says, those who were in charge in tying the arba minim for the resh galusa. Ki gadlisu hoishana de beresh galusa. When you tie the aravos and the hadasim with the lula for the resh galusa, shayre be beis yad. Ki heiched de loy tehevi chatzitza. Make sure to leave a beis yad, which means enough space, enough room for the hand to hold the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos directly, in order that there shouldn't be a problem of chatzitza. Because if you will tie the string all over the place, the hands of the resh galusa will not be holding the lulav and the aravos and the hadasim directly, and that will be a problem of chatzitza. Says Rava Amar Kolena Oisoy Eino Choitzit, since the eged is done for beautifying the mitzvah, because as we know, lulav lahalacha ein tzarich eged, and the only reason why we do tie the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos together is because of zekeli ve'anvehu. Therefore, since it is done lenaoisoi, there is no problem of chatzitza. It seems like Rava agrees to the concept of chatzitza, but he says that this does not apply to the tying of the three minim together, because this string is tied on top of the arba minim in order to beautify them. So this is the first halacha of Rabba and Rava. The second halacha is Ve'omar Rabbe lo linkit inish hoishan besudra debo'ino lekicha tamo veleike. One should not hold the arba minim through a sudar. Rashi explains that a sudar is sudar shebein kseifav. The pashtus, he's referring to a type of a scarf. One should not hold the arba minim through a scarf, because if he does so, there is a chisaroin in lekichotama. The pasuk teaches us lekachtem lochem. The lekicha has to be a lekicha tama, a full lekicha. And if one holds the arba minim through the sudor, this is a problem of lekichotama. V'rove omar lekicha lidei davar acher shmo lekicha. Even if one holds something through something else, it is still considered a lekicha. And the Gemara goes on to prove this yisoid. Rav brings a riot to this yisoid that lekicha lidei davar acher shmo lekicha. Now the Rishonim already point out that Rabba in the second halacha, where he said that one should not hold the arba minim through the sudar, Rabba did not give the same reason that he gave in the first halacha. The first halacha, where he said that one should leave enough space for the people holding the lulav, that they should be able to hold the lulav directly with their hands, Rabba said that the reason for that is because otherwise there's a problem of chatzitza. In the second halacha, the Rabbi does not give the reason of chatzitza. The reason why one should not hold the lulav through a sudar is not because of chatzitza, but rather because there's a problem of lekicha tamo. Even more so, the Rishonim say that Rava agreed to Rabba in the first halacha. When Rabba said that there is a problem of chatzitza in arba minim, Rava agreed be'etzem to the idea and the problem of chatzitza in arba minim. And the only reason why Rava said that there's no problem and there's no need to leave a beis yad, there's no need to leave an empty space for the hand to be holding the lulav directly, is because Rava said that kolen na'oisoy einoy choytzetz, something which is tied on top of the lulav in order to beautify it is not a chatzitza. But be'etzem, if there will be a chatzitza, there's going to be a problem. And the Rishonim ask, and the Ritva asks that, and the Ran as well, in the second halacha, where we're talking about a sudar, and that sudar is not done in order to beautify the arba minim, the sudar is something that a person wears on himself, it is not in order to beautify the arba minim, Rava should agree that there should be a problem of chatzitza. And why did Rava say that he was yaitze yedei choiva of netilas lulav, even though he's holding the arba minim through a sudar? So the kasha is, basically, why in the second halacha do we find that both Rabba and Rava ignore the problem of chatzitza? They only discuss the new problem of lekichotama. Rabba says that there is no lekichotama if one holds the lulav through a sudar, and Rava proves that even by holding something through something else, it is considered a lekichotama. Where did the problem of chatzitza disappear? The problem that Rabba mentioned in the first halacha, and even Rava agreed that be'etzem, if there's a chatzitza, there's a problem to it, and only in the first halacha he said that lena'oisoy einoy choytzetz. To answer this question, why there is no problem of chatzitza in the second case, where one is holding the lulav through a sudar, really we have to understand what the Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara said, Rabba said, One should not hold the Hayshana, the Arba Minim, through a Sudar. What exactly is he talking about? And there's a big machlokes Rishonim over here between Tosfos on one hand, on one side, and the Ritva and the Ran on the other side. Tosfos suggests a few explanations to this Gemara, and the maskana of Tosfos is V'yeshloimar demayre she'oso min hasudor kemin beis yad lalulov. Tosfos says that that person simply used the sudor, used that type of scarf in order to create a type of a handle to the lulav. He wrapped the sudor around the lulav on the bottom, and he created a handle for the lulav, and now he is holding the lulav through that sudor. He's not even touching the lulav, he's not even holding on top of the lulav itself, he's only holding the sudor, which is now a form of a handle to the lulav. And says Tosfos, ve'ein shayech kan chatzitzo shekol halulov chutz miyodoy ve'oich hazoy bebeis yad haboilet hanaso min hasudo. Tosfos explains that there's no problem of chatzitzo in such a case, because the person is simply not holding the lulav itself. The person is only holding the handle of the lulav, that handle which he created from the sudor. That is what he is holding, and therefore there is no problem of chatzitza. The Achronim explained that Tosfos means to say that the problem of chatzitza is only when a person is holding the lulav itself. His hands are on the top of the lulav and the arovos and the hadasim. There, Rabbi holds that if there is a string that is separating between the hands and the lulav, we say that there is a chisarin of chatzitza, and therefore he is not yotzei. The Chayva and Rava disagreed because kol na'oso eino yotzeitz. In the second halacha, since the person is not even trying to hold the lulav itself, the person is only holding the sudor which is wrapped on the bottom of the lulav and is sticking out from the lulav itself, so his hands are not even in the place where the lulav is. Therefore, there is no chisarin of chatzitza, because he's not trying to hold the lulav itself directly, he's holding a handle of the lulav. The only chisaron is, says Rabbi, there is another added halacha, which is lekicha al yedei davar acher. And that means that if a person is holding an object through a handle or through something which is added to the object, this is called a lekicha al yedei davar acher. And that is that even if there's no real problem of chatzitza, there's still a problem of lekicha al yedei davar acher. He is not holding the thing itself, he's only holding the handle which is stuck to the thing itself. Rava says, Lekicha lidei davar acher shmo lekicha. Since there's no problem of chatzitza, as we explained, because he's not trying to hold the lulav itself, he's only holding the sudor which is sticking out from the lulav. And the only problem that Rava says is because Lekicha lidei davar acher, says Rava, this is not a problem, because the bottom line is that he is holding the lulav through something else, and that is considered as if he's holding the lulav itself. And Rava brings a raya from the sugya of Mei Chatos, that we see that by holding something through a handle is considered holding the object itself. So it comes out from Tosfos, and the Marsha explains that. The Tosfos holds that if a person will wrap a sudor on top of his hands, and he will hold the lulav that way, or alternatively, he will wrap a sudor on the lulav itself, directly on the lulav, not on the bottom sticking out, but on the lulav itself, and he will hold the lulav on top of that sudor. This will be a problem of chatzitza, and everyone will agree that he will not be yotzei yedei chayva of the mitzvah, even Rava. Because even Rava agrees that in a case where the chatzitza is not done for the noy of the lulav, where it is not part of the eged of the lulav, there's a problem of chatzitza. And therefore, according to Tosfos, even Rava will agree in such a case that there's a problem of chatzitza. And lahalacha, according to Tosfos, the only case where one could use the sudor in order to hold the lulav is only if he makes a handle from that sudor. He attaches the sudor to the bottom of the lulav and it is sticking out, and he's holding the lulav with that handle. But otherwise, if he's wrapping his hands with a sudor, or he's wrapping the lulav itself with the sudor on the lulav itself, not sticking out from the bottom of the lulav, and he will be holding the lulav through the sudor, according to Tosfos, that will be a problem of chatzitza. This is the shita of Tosfos. The Ritva and the Ran have a totally different pshat, and their pshat is based on the pshat of Rashi. Rashi says that when Rabbi said the second halacha of loylin koit ini shoyshane besudra, Rashi says kshenoit loy lotzis boy lo yichroy chsudor shebein kseif of al yodoy v'yeechos boy halulov. According to Rashi, the second halacha is not talking. The second halacha of Rabbi is not talking about wrapping the lulav, the sudor on the lulav, or even making a handle from that sudor. Rabbi is discussing a person who is holding, who's wrapping the sudor on his hands. For some reason, he wants to protect his hands, and therefore he is wrapping the sudor on top of his hands. And Rabbi says that this is a problem of the kicha al yedei davar acher. And that Rava says that lekicha al yedei davar acher shmo lekicha. The Ritva and the Ran explain that, based on the pshat of Rashi, that the second halacha of Rabba was discussing someone who wrapped his hands in a sudor, and through the sudor he is holding the arba minim, the Ritva explains that the truth is that even in the first halacha, when Rabba said that one should not hold the lulav on top of the eged, on top of the string which is binding the lulav and the hadasim and the aravos together because of problem of chatzitza, Rabbi did not really mean the halachos of chatzitza that we find in other mitzvahs in the Torah. Says the Ritva, the problems of chatzitza are only in places where the Torah clearly tells us that there's a problem of chatzitza. And the Ritva gives two examples, the halacha of chatzitza in tefillin and the halacha of chatzitza in tevilas, in tevila. In the case of tefillin, if one has something which is separating between the tefillin and the body, the Torah clearly tells us that the hanochas tefillin is pasul, and there's a special pasuk that teaches us that. And also in tevila, there's a special pasuk that says v'rochatz is kol besoroi b'mayim, that there shouldn't be anything which will be choitzitz between the water and the body of the person who is toivil. Says the Ritva, only in those cases and similar places where the Torah specifically says that there shouldn't be any chatzitza, there we say that chatzitza is poisel. But in lulav, in arba minim, the Torah never taught us that a chatzitza is really a problem. Therefore, says the Ritva, it must be that when Rabbi said in the first halacha that one shouldn't hold the arba minim on top of the eged, on top of the string, and he should leave an empty space for the hands, that the hands should be able to hold the lulav directly, and Rabbi used the words, ki heichet eloi tehevi chatzitza, says the Ritva, he doesn't really mean the chatzitza of kol ha-Torah kula. He means they have a ka chatzitza, and the real reason is because deloi have a lekicha tamo. And the way the Ritva explains, there's a special halacha in Hilchos Arba Minim. The Ritva doesn't say if it's a halacha de'iraisa or de'rabanan, but there's a halacha that there has to be a lekicha tamo, that the hands should be holding directly the Arba Minim, but it is not the regular halacha of chatzitza v'kol ha-Torah kulo. Therefore, says the Ritva, the two halachos that Rabbi mentioned are all based on the same idea. They're both based on the halacha of lekicha tamo. This is not the usual halachos of chatzitza. This is the halacha which is a specific halacha in arba minim, which requires one to have a lekicha tamo, a complete and full lekicha of the arba minim. He should be holding the arba minim directly. And says the Ritva, that was exactly the machloikis between Rabba and Rava. According to Rabba, if one is holding the arba minim on top of the string, there is no lekicha tamo, since the string is separating between his hands and the arba minim. So too, if one is wrapping his hands with a sudor, he is not holding the arba minim directly, and this is a chisorin of lekicha tamo. Rava disagrees with both of the halachos, and he says that in both cases, it is considered as if he's holding directly the lulav with his hands. Even though there is something separating between the hands and the arba minim, still, in both cases, we consider it as if he's holding the arba minim directly. And Rava explains that in the first case, since the eged is done lena'oisoy, it is batel legabe halulav. This string is misbatel to the lulav, and even though the string is separating between the hands and the arba minim, it is considered as if he's holding the arba minim directly because the string is bote legabi halulav. And in the second case, when the person is wrapping the sudor on top of his hands, the sudor, which is there in order to protect his hands, is batel legabe the hands. Since the sudor, the purpose of the sudor is to protect the sudor is batel legabe the hands, and therefore it is considered the lekichotama. We treat it as if he's holding the arba minim with bare hands, because the sudor is batel to its hands, to the person's hands. So according to the Ritva and the Ran, it comes out a very big chiddush, lahalacha. We said that according to Tosfos, if one wraps a sudor on one's hands, even Rava will agree that there's a problem of chatzitza, since it is not done lena'oisoi. And the only reason why Rava said in the second case that one could hold the lulav through a sudor, that was because he made a handle with the sudor. He wrapped it in the bottom of the lulav and it was sticking out. But when he's holding the lulav directly, there will be a problem of chatzitza. So according to Tosfos, if one wraps his hand with a sudor, there's a problem of chatzitza. On the other hand, according to the Ritva, according to Rava, if one wraps his hands with a sudor and he's holding the lulav, there's no problem of chatzitza, because really there's no problem of chatzitza at all in Arba Minim. The only problem that we are discussing is the problem of lekicha tama, which means that one has to hold the lulav directly. And Rava holds that it's something which is here in order to protect the hand, is bota legabe ayad, and therefore it is considered as if he is holding the lulav directly, and there is no problem at all, and is yoytzi idei chayva the netila of arba minim. L'maise, even though the Ran and the Tosfos disagree in the halacha of one who wraps his hands with a sudor, that according to the Ran, l'halacha, that we paskin like Rava, there is no problem because we say that the sudor is bottled to the yad, and according to Tosfos, there will be a problem of chatzitza in such a case. They both agree that if a person wrapped the lulav itself with a sudor, and that was done not in order to beautify the lulav, it wasn't part of the eged of the lulav, he just added another wrapping to the lulav, he wrapped the lulav itself with a sudor, and he's now holding the lulav through that sudor, both the Ran and Tosfos will agree that will be a problem, and he will not be yoytzi the choyvas netilas lulav. According to Tosfos, that will be a simple problem of chatzitza, since it is not lena'oisoi, and according to the Ran, that will be a problem of lekicha tama. And the only reason why we say that one could hold the lulav on top of an eged, because we say that since the string is coming to be lena'oisoi, it is bottled to the lulav. But if it is not bottled to the lulav, if it is not done lena'ois the lulav, we will say that he is not yoytzi deichoiva. Lemaisa lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph Seif Zayin writes, Ve'im korach olav sudor, if one wrapped the lulav with a sudor unetoloi, oy shekorach sudor al yodoi unetoloi, or he wrapped the sudor on his hands and he was noitel the arba minim, yesh oimrim deloi yotza. Some say that he is not yoytzi edei choyva. The Mishneh Berurah explains that even though the Shulchan Aruch writes yesh oimrim, that is only referring to the second part, the second halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch said that if one wrapped the sudor on his hands, that is only yesh oimrim, because according to the Ran, he will be yoytzi edei choyva, since the sudor is bottled to the hand and there's no problem of lekichatama. But the first part of the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch said that he wrapped the sudor on the lulav itself, everyone agrees to that he is not yoytzi edei choyva. And says the Mishneh Berurah, there will be a nafkamina halacha lemaise. What happens if a person is wearing gloves on his hands? Says the Mishneh Berurah that gloves on his hands is exactly like wrapping one's hands with a sudor. And says the Mishneh Berurah, if one did so, and he was noitel lulav by wearing gloves on top of his hands, he should do netilas lulav once again, because we have to be choishish to the shita of Tosfos that there is a problem of chatzitza. But still, since the Ran holds in such a case that he was already yoytzi edei choyva in the first netila, because the Ran holds that anything which is on the hands in order to protect the hands is bottled to the hand regarding this halacha of lekicha tama, therefore the person cannot see another bracha on his second netila, because we say safik bracha is lehakel. On the other hand, if one wrapped the lulav itself with a sudar, and he was noitel the lulav by holding the lulav on through the sudar. He was holding his hands on top of the sudar. In such a case, he has to do a netila once again, and he could say a bracha on the second netila, because in that case, everyone agrees, even the Ran agrees, that he was not yoytzei deichayva, since there is a problem of lekichotama, since the sudar was not wrapped on the lulav in order to for lena oisoy. The next sugi that we will discuss is a sugi which has a very big nafkimina la halacha, and this is the sugi of chatzitza b'miktas in netilas lulav and arba minim. We mentioned before that the halacha is that one is not allowed to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav if he has gloves on his hands, since we say that according to Tosfos there's a problem of chatzitza. And even though the Ran holds that when something is on top of the hand, it is bottled to the hand, still one has to be choishish to shita stasis, and he has to repeat and to do again the mitzvah of netilas lulav, but this time without a bracha, because could be that he was yoytzei deichayva according to the Ran. The question that has to be asked and is discussed in the Paiskim Ba'arichus is, what if a person does not wear something on top of the whole hand? He does not wear a glove or a sudor which is covering his hand completely. He is only wearing something which covers small areas of his hands. For example, he has rings on top of his fingers, or he is wearing tefillin in Chol HaMoed, according to those who are knowing to wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed. Is that a problem of chatzitza? And should he remove the tefillin or the tabois? The Rama in Tafresh Nun Aleph Seif Zayin writes, there's a minig to remove the tefillin and the tabois from the hands. Aval midino ein lochush hoil ve'ein kol hayad mechusa bahen me'ikar adin. There's no problem, since the tabois, the rings, and the tefillin are not covering the whole hand. The Bach and the Taz ask on the Ramah, how could the Ramah say that me'ikar adin there's no problem of chatzitza, since we already learned the first halacha of Rabbah was discussing a person. The Rabbah said that the halacha is that one should not hold the lulav on top of the string which is tying the three minim together. And even though Rava disagreed with Rabbah, and Rava said that kol na'oisoy enoy choytzetz, it is mashma that be'etzim he agreed to the concept of chatzitza in a case where a person is holding the lulav on top of a string. He just said that since the string is there for beautifying the lulav, it is not considered a chatzitza, but be'etzim he agrees that a chatzitza b'miktas shmo chatzitza, because over there the string is clearly not separating completely between the hands of the person and the lulav. The string is only covering a small area, and it's only a chatzitza b'miktas, and the person is still holding the lulav and his hands are still holding the lulav directly in other areas. And still Rabbi holds that this is a chatzitza, and Rava agrees be'etzim that a chatzitza b'miktas is a chatzitza when it is not lena oisoy, and therefore asks the Bach and the Taz, how could the Ramos say that me'ikar adin, midino ein lochush, and one me'ikar adin does not have to remove the tefillin and the tabois, the rings from his hands, before he does the mitzvah of arba minim? The Gemara clearly says that chatzitza b'miktas is a chatzitza in the mitzvah of arba minim. The Magen Avraham over there in Sifkot Yud Ches says that the Ramah holds that it is true that a chatzitza b'miktas is a chatzitza, but that is only when the chatzitza is on the lulav itself. Over there, the Rava and Rabba agree that the chatzitza, even a chatzitza b'miktas, is considered a chatzitza because the chatzitza is on the lulav. But in the case where the chatzitza b'miktas is on the hands of the person, there, everyone agrees that if it is not chatzitza on the whole hand, it is only covering a small area of the hand, there is no problem of chatzitza. And that is why the Rama wrote that midino ein lochush me'ikar adin, one does not have to remove the rings or the tefillin from his hands. But still, there is a minhag to be machmir to remove the tefillin and the tabois from the hands before the mitzvah of arba minim. The Kapis Tmarim says a different pshat, and the Kapis Tmarim over here in Sukkot of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph writes that when the Ramah said that midino einoy choytzetz, the Ramah does agree that chatzitza b'miktas is a chatzitza, because we see in the Gemara that even the string is forming a chatzitza, even though it only blocks a very small part of the area of the hands, and it is not choytzetz all the way. Still, it is chatzitza b'miktas is a chatzitza. The reason why the Ramah wrote that midino ein lochush and me'ikar adin, one does not have to remove the tefillin and the tabois from his hands before the mitzvah of arba minim, that is because he could hold the arba minim with his fingertips. If he will be holding the arba minim with all of his hands, with the whole hand itself, there will be a problem of chatzitza, and the Ramah agrees to that. The reason why the Ramah says that one does not have to remove the tefillin or the tabois from his hands is because he could hold the arba minim with his fingertips, and when he will hold the arba minim with his fingertips, obviously nothing will be separating between his hands, his fingers, and the arba minim, and therefore there won't be any problem of chatzitza. And says the Kappa Istmorim, uvechein nisyashiv min hago oilom, she'onu roim kamo anoshim gdoilim yesh lohem tabois biyodom, ve'ein choyshishim lehosir oisom bish'as netila salulov. With this pshat, I could be miyashiv the minhag that I saw with a few anoshim gdoilim that had rings on their hands, and they never removed the rings before the mitzvah of netilas lulav, and that is because v'hainu mitaymed de amoron de noitlim halulav beroshi ha'etzbois de elohim tabas. Those anoshim gedolim that used to have rings on their fingers, when they came to the mitzvah of netilas lulav, they held the lulav and the arba minim with their fingertips, and on their fingertips they did not have any rings, and therefore there is no problem of chatzitza. Halacha lemais in the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Vav writes that since the Bach and the Taz and also the Gra disagree with the Ramah, and they hold that me'ikar adin, there's a problem of chatzitza even in a case of a chatzitza b'miktas. Therefore, if one did the mitzvah of netilas lulav when he had rings on his hands or tefillin on his hands, he should do the mitzvah again. He should do the mitzvah of netilas lulav again. Yachzir v'itlenu beloy bracha. He can't see a bracha because the Ramah holds that he was already yoytze mi'ikar adin. But because we have to be choishish to the shita of the Bach and the Taz and the Gro that he was not yoytze, he should do the mitzvah of netilas lulav again. The poiskim of our generation and the previous generation bring a few nafkaminis in this halacha of chatzitza v'miktas. We mentioned that the Mishneh Berurah is machmir, that one should not have any chatzitza on his hands, not even a chatzitza b'miktas, and even if he was already noitel the lulav, he has to be noitel the lulav again without any chatzitza. The most common case is someone who has a band-aid on his hand, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was brought down in the Halicha Yishloimoi Perek Yudalef Seif Tisvav. He holds that when someone has a band-aid, he does not have to remove it before he is doing the mitzvah of netilas lulav. Rav Shlomo Zalman explained that even the Ramah that said that lechatchilo one has to remove the tabois and the tefillin, that is only in a case where the tabois and the tefillin are covering the roiv, the majority of the hand. But if they're only covering a very small area, one does not have to remove them even lechatchilo. And he adds there in the Sefer Halicha Yishloimoi that the minig was in the house of Rav Shlomo Zalman that the woman did not remove their rings before the mitzvah of netilas lulav, because it is not covering the majority of the hand, only a small area. Another case which is discussed in the poiskim is someone who has a bandage which is covering the whole hand, or a cast. And in that case, we're talking about a case where he cannot remove it. It will be dangerous for him to remove it for the Yom Tov of Sukkis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach over there in Halicha Yishloimoi and Rav Eliashiv Zatzal in Ashrei Ho'ish, Perek Lamed Beis Sehif Hei, both write that since that person cannot remove that bandage and that cast, it is botel legabe hayad, and he could be noitel, he could do the mitzvah of netilas lulav with a bracha, because the cast and the bandage which cannot be removed is botel legabe hayad. One last halacha which is negiah to the sugya of chatzitza in the tilas lulav is the halacha of chatzitza b'mayim. This is an interesting question which is brought down in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed of Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein in Sukkot Dav Vav Amud Beis. Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein asks, since we already learned that there is a problem of chatzitza and one has to hold the arba minim directly with his hands touching the arba minim, what happens if a person washed his hands with water and he did not wipe the hands? Do we say that the water now is a chatzitza between his hands and the arba minim, and he has to do netilas lulav again? Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein writes, and he quotes the Mishneh Lamelech in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. The Mishneh Lamelech writes that mayim are a form of chatzitza, and the Mishneh Lamelech brings a raya. The Mishneh in Yuma, Perek Gimel Mishneh Daled, writes all the Seder HaAvoida of the Kohen Gadol in Yom HaKippurim, And after the Kohen went down to the mission, to the mikvah, the Mishnah writes, Ola venistapog. The Kohen Gadol came out of the mikvah and he dried himself from the water of the mikvah. And the question is, why does the Mishnah have to mention to us that he has to dry himself? Obviously, he will want to dry himself after going to the mikvah. Says the Mishnah Lamelech that that is to teach us that if he will not dry himself, there's a problem of chatzitza. The halacha is that the Kohen Gadol has to wear the bgadim on his body directly, and if he does not dry himself from the water is acting as a form of chatzitza, and he will not be yotze the avoido. Says the Chashukei Chemed, Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein, we see from that Mishnah Lamelech that mayim are chatzitza. Not only that, the Birkei Yosef in Ore Chaim, Simen Chof Zayin, Sivkoton Aleph writes that one should be choishish to the das, to the day of the Mishnah Lamelech, and those who are noyeg to wash the mokoim hanochas tefillin, like the shloh, there's a minig to wash the place where a person puts on the tefillin on his body, to wash it with water before one puts on the tefillin. Says the Birkei Yosef, if one does so, he should make sure to wipe the water off before he puts on the tefillin, because if not, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, there's a problem of chatzitza b'mayim. Says Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein that in Tshuvos Amudei Oyer Simen Lamed Zayin writes that lahalocha we are not choishish to the Mishnah Lamelech, and meikar hadin mayim do not act as a form of chatzitza, and if one has water on top of his hands, he does not have to dry them before he does the mitzvah of netilas lulav. But still, lechatchila, one should wipe them in order to be choishish to the day of the Mishnah Lamelech, that there is a chashash of chatzitza also b'mayim. The Chashukei Chemed himself adds a nice var, and he says that this whole discussion is only in a case where the water is on top of his hands, where he washed his hands, and then the water is on the hands of the person. But if the water was on the top of the Arba Minim, for example, when a person puts some water on the Arba Minim in order to keep them fresh, that they shouldn't dry out in Sukkis over there, for sure there is no problem of chatzitza, even lechatchilo. Because this is similar to what Rav has said in the Gemara, that kolen na'oisoy enoy choytzetz, the same way something which is in order to beautify the lulav is not a chatzitza, so too water which is on top of the Arba Minim does not act as a form of a chatzitza, and therefore one does not have to dry the Arba Minim from the water which is on top of them, even if we want to be choishish to the shita of the Mishnah Lamelech, that water is a chatzitza, that is only water which is on the hands of the person, but not regarding water which is on the Arba Minim themselves. The last sugya in this daf, in daf Lamed Zayin, is the sugya of the Na'anuim of the Lulav. The Mishnah brings the machlaikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Heichon hoy menanim behoidu la Hashem tchila vasoif, ube'ono Hashem hoishiyono divrei Beis Hillel, ube'is Shammai oimrim af be'ono Hashem hatzlichono. There's a machlaikas whether there is a chiyuv to do the na'anuim also in ono Hashem hatzlichono. We paskin like Beis Hillel that the na'anuim is only when we say ono Hashem hoishiyono and hoidu Hashem tchila vasoif. The Gemara brings two reasons for the na'anuim. The first reason, Omar Rabbi Yochanan moylich umeivi lemi she'ar baruch hois sheloi. The Nanuim to the four sides is in order to bring the idea of Misha Ar Baruch Hoy Shaloi, Umayle Umayrid, where we are Menanea up and down to present the idea of Lemisha Hashemayim Vehaoret Shaloi. The second explanation is B'ma'arov Omas Nuhochi, Omar Rav Chome Bar Ukve, Omar Rav Yosi Bar Rav Chanino. Moilich umeivi kedei laatzoir ruchois rois. Ma'ale umoirid kedei laatzoir tlolim roim. According to this pshat, which was said in Ma'arova in Eretz Israel, the na'anuim of moilich umeivi that we are mena'aneya to the sides is in order laatzoir ruchois rois to prevent bad winds. The reason why we do na'anuim up and down is in order to prevent klalim roim. Rashi in Menachas Daf Samech Beis Amud Aleph explains that ruchois come from one side of the world to the other side, therefore the na'anuim that we do to the sides are preventing the ruchois ra'ois, and klalim roim obviously come from the shemaim, from the heaven, all the way down to the earth, and therefore the na'anuim up and down are supposed to prevent those klalim roim. Now these two reasons are brought in our Gemara regarding the na'anuim and the tnufa of shtei halechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph says ve'omar rova ve'chein belulov. Bepashtis, what Rava means to say is not only v'chein belulov that we have the same type of na'anuim, but also the same reasons of na'anuim are applied also to the mitzvah of lulav, and also in lulav we have those two reasons, the reasons of lemi she'ar baruchois shaloi v'shamayim v'oretz shaloi, and also the second reason of latzoi ruchois ra'ois utlolim ro'im. Now the question is, why do we need two reasons, and what's the difference, what's the nafkemina between those two reasons? It is interesting to mention that Rashi dibur amatchil kedei lena'anea boi. Rashi says, Alma mitzvah lena'anea kedei lakamon la'atzoi rucho yisrois utlolim roim. When Rashi is talking about the na'anuim of netilas lulav, Rashi only mentions the second reason that the Gemara brought, which is to prevent the klolois of rucho yisrois and tlolim roim. Rashi does not mention regarding the na'anuim of netilas lulav the reason of lemisha arba rucho yisrois ulemisha hashamayim ve'oretz shaloi. On the other hand, other Rishonim, the Rosh, and it is also Mashma from the Rif, that also the reason, the first reason which was brought in the Gemara regarding the Tnufa of Shtei Alechem, and that is the reason of Moilichu Mevi Lemisha Arba Ruchoi Shaloi Umale Umoirid Lemisha Shamayim Va'aretz Shaloi, is also applicable to the Na'anuim of Netilas Lulav. The two reasons are also in the Na'anuim of Netilas Lulav. It is interesting to mention that the Bir Alocha in Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph, Seif Tes, writes that the Na'anuim to the Arbat Stodim are Lemi She'ar Baruchos Sheloi Kedei La'atzoi Ruchos Rois. He brings the two Pshotim, but the next Bir Alocha, Dibor Amatchil Umalo Umato, the Bir Alocha writes Kedei La'atzoi Tlolim Roim. The Bir Alocha only mentions that reason of la'atzoi tlolim roim, and the Bir Alocha does not mention the first reason, which is ma'le umoirid lemisha shamayim v'ha'oretz sheloi. Back to the first question that we presented, what is the nafkemina between those two sets of reasons, and what is the difference if the na'anuim is lemisha shamayim v'ha'oretz v'arba ruchoi sheloi, or la'atzoi ruchoi sro'is utlolim roim? The Aruch Laner says that the difference is where we do the na'anuim. We mentioned already that the halacha is like Beis Hillel, and we do the na'anuim both in Hoidu La Hashem and also in Ono Hashem Hoishiyono. Says the Aruch Laner that the na'anuim of Hoidu La Hashem are na'anuim of thanking to the Ribbono Shel Olam for all the good that he does to us. And therefore, these na'anuim are Le'ar Baruchois, these na'anuim, in those na'anuim we recognize and we appreciate the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the whole world, and we give him thanks by saying Hoidu LaHashem and doing na'anuim to all the directions which HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules over the world. The other set of na'anuim, the na'anuim that we say when we mention the words Ono Hashem Hoishiyono, these na'anuim are in order to prevent ruchois ra'ois utlolim roim. We say, Ono Hashem Hoishiyono, please Hashem, save us from those ruchois ra'ois and tlolim roim. And while we say the Ono Hashem, we do the na'anuim to all four sides and up and down in order to present what are the directions that we are threatened from those ruchois and tlolim roim. So according to the Aruch Laner, the two reasons that the Gemara brings are basically two separate inyanim in the na'anuim. One reason is na'anuim of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is ruling and is the master of the whole world. And the other reason that the Gemara brings is the na'anuim that are in order to prevent ruchois and tlolim roim, and those are the na'anuim that we do when we say ono Hashem hoishi ono. Prima Godim in Mishpatos Zov, Tofresh Nun Aleph, Sif Koton Yud Beis, has a very beautiful explanation, and he says that in the na'anuim there are two parts. One part of the na'anuim is the moilich umevi. That is the part when the person moves the arba minim away from him and moves them back to him. And the second part is the kiskus. The Rishoni mentioned in his Nifsek HaLocha that part of the na'anuim is to be mekaskes the olim, to shake the leaves of the lulav and the arba minim. And that is also part of the na'anuim. Therefore explains the Prima Godim that each one of those two parts of the na'anuim corresponds to a different time in the Gemara. The na'anuim of moilich umevi corresponds with the reason of lemi she'arba ruchoy sheloi ulemi she'ashamayim veha'oretz sheloi. The reason why we do these na'anuim is in order to show that we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech on the whole world. And those na'anuim do not have to have any kiskus with them. It's enough only to do a hoilocha v'hava, to move them away from us and back to us, to show that we recognize the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all over the world. But the other na'anuim, the na'anuim of the kiskus, shaking the leaves of the lulav, they have a totally different purpose to them. He brings the Rosh that quotes to Yerushalmi that the reason why we do that kiskus, this na'anua of the lulav, is in order to be min na'aneya koyach kategor, which means that through the kiskus of the olim, we weaken the power of the Satan. And that corresponds with the second time that the Gemara writes that the reason why we do the na'anuim is to prevent ruchois, ra'ois, and klolim ro'im that come obviously from the Satan, from the Sitru Achra. So says the Prima Godim, there are two parts in the na'anuim. There is one part of moilich umevi and another part of kiskus. The reason that the Gemara brought lemisha ashamayim ve'oretz ve'arba ruchois sheloi is the reason why we do the hoilocha ve'havo'o. And the reason that the Gemara brought, because latzi ruchoi sroi sutlolim roim, that explains why we do a kiskus, shaking the leaves of the lulav towards all the directions, the four directions, and up and down. Another very interesting machlokes regarding the na'anuim is brought down in the Rosh in Simen Chavav. The Rosh writes, in the name of the Itur, the Itur wrote that moilich umevi male umoirid bilvad. The na'anuim, a person has to do only hoilocha v'hava, which means only two directions. And since usually when one davens, he's facing the mizrach, says the Itur, he has to do the na'anuim only to tzad mizrach and tzad ma'arov, and not to tzad sofoin v'dorim, which means not to the left and right side. Why? Shehamoishel bebeis ruchois moishel bedaled. Since the whole ta'am, the whole reason of the na'anuim is in order to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moishel be'arba ruchois oilom, once you do na'anuim to two ruchois, this is enough to present the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all four ruchois, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls two ruchois, he obviously controls also the other two. And the Itur concludes, v'hamoilich letzofoin v'ledoroim da'as chitzoini. Someone who does na'anuim to the tzofoin and the dorim, which means he does na'anuim to all four sides, it's da'as chitzoini. The Rosh explains that what the Itur means when he says da'as chitzoini, the Itur had a problem with the people who are menanea to all four sides because they are creating a shiva erev, a cross. By this na'anua to all four sides, they're creating a cross with the lulav and with the arba minim, and therefore the Itur said that one should not do so. The Ran also paskins like the Bala Itur, and he says that one should be mena'anea l'shtei ruchois, elo shemechavin l'mi she'arba ruchois sheloi. The na'anua itself, the physical na'anua, would be only to two ruchois, but in his mind one should think, while he's mena'anea to two ruchois, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all four ruchois of the world. The Rosh himself does not agree to the Baal HaItur, and the Rosh says, v'ho'oilom lo nohagu kein elo moilichin le'arba ruchois u'minag kosher. The minhag olam is to do the na'anuim to all four sides. And this is a minhag kosher. And the Rosh continues, Hakotzro yemineinu milahoidois she'dalet ruchois olam sheloi? Should we be, are we too lazy to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls all four sides of the world? Why should we do na'anuim only to two sides? And the Rosh continues, Uminag acher chitzoinihu. The Bala Itur that thinks that we should not do na'anuim to all four sides, he thinks that if we do na'anuim to four sides, it looks like a cross, like shtivo erev, says the Rosh. Ve'ad rabbe, kesh'moylichu mevi l'shtei ruchois umale umoyrid, hu aniro kishtivo erev. If someone does like the Itur, and he does na'anuim only to two sides and up and down, that looks like a cross. Ki arba k'tzovois yesh loy, it has four ends. Aval ha'moylich u'mevi ledalet ruchois u'male u'moyrid, shisha k'tzovois yesh loy. But if one does the na'anuim to all four sides and also up and down, this doesn't look like a cross since his na'anuim have six ends to them, 6 points to them, and therefore it does not seem like a shi va'erev. Rabbeinu Manoyach, which is printed in the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin, writes that be'etzem me'ikar hadin, we could be knowing like the Itur and the Ran to be mena'aneya to only two sides, and have in mind to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu on all four sides. And this is what he writes, Ve'emesu dehoche vehosom achar kavonas halevi en advorim. Ve'en kabolas malchus shomayim tluyo bekabolo gashmis. The Kabbalah of Oil Malchus Shomayim does not depend on the physical acts of the person. Ki'im bekabolo sichlis. It all depends on the Kabbalah which is with the seichel. Therefore, it all follows the kavona of the person. But the Rabbeinu Manoach says, Ve'af gam zois, ein lehokel baminhogim. We shouldn't be mezalzel in the minhogim. And the minhag was to do the same way we do, is the na'anuim to all four sides. And he adds more, Ve'oid ki hatnuo hagashmis madrego lasichlius. The physical movements of the hands is a step that leads us towards the Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim in our seichel. So even though the ikar of the Kabbalas Malchus Shomayim is in the seichel, nevertheless, when one does the na'anuim to all four sides, that helps them and brings them to be mekabel Malchus Shomayim with his seichel on all four sides. La'alocha lemaisa, as we mentioned already before, the Shulchan Aruch and Simitah Farish Nunalev clearly paskins like the Rosh, and he says, ואחר כך מתי יודוי לצד אחד ואוי סכן וכן לכל צד מארבע צדודין ומעלו ומטו. We do the na'anuim to every side, all four צדודים, and we are not choishesh to the shtivo erev, to the cross that the Baal Ha'itur mentioned. Since we mentioned already the way of doing the na'anuim, Moylich u'mevi, malo u'moyrid, it is worthwhile to mention the Eishel Avram, the Buchacher. He writes in Tofarish Nun Aleph Sifkot and Vav that there's no chashash of loisis goydidu in the na'anuim. And if one is davening in a place where they do na'anuim differently than what he is used to, he could do the na'anuim in the way he is noyeg, and there's no chashash of the Isur of loisis goydidu loisasu agudois agudois. The Eishel Avram explains that the whole na'anuim is only a minhag, and in a minhag there is no chshash of loisis goydidu, because everyone agrees that one is yoytzei deichoiva if he's only doing three simple na'anuim. Therefore, all the other na'anuim that people do are only a minhag, and there is no problem of loisis goydidu. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Tofresh Nun Aleph, Se'if Chof Beis, writes, like the Eishel Avram, that there's no problem of loisis goydidu, and he brings a very nice raya from our Mishnah in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, "Omer Rabbi Akiva tzoyfe hoisi b'Rabban Gamliel v'Rabbi Yehoshua shekol ha'om hoyu menani neslulo vehem ve'em lo inyanu elo be'ono Hashem oishiyono." The Mishnah clearly says, And this is an edus from Rabbi Akiva that he saw Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua doing the na'anuim differently than all the rest of the people around them. All the people who were menanea in other places, and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were menanea only in On Hashem Hoishiyono. So this is a raya that there's no problem of loisis goydu even when in one shul a few people are doing the na'anuim differently than all the other people. It is worthwhile to mention that the Piskei Tshuvos in Tafresh Nun Aleph in footnote 61, he does bring a few poiskim that are choishesh to the Isra of Loisis Goydudu in Anuim, and they hold that one should not change and should do differently from the minug of the shul. And halacha lemaisa, every person should ask and consult with his own Rav or poisik.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.